8-year-old Lila lives in a world full of color. She loves racing with her friends at a sunny park and drawing colorful pictures. But lately, a new friend has started following her everywhere. He's bright, he's loud, and he requires every second of her attention. His name is the Fun Monster. When Lila looks into his glowing face, the real world begins to fade to gray. Because of the phone, Lila feels lonely. The playground is quiet because all the other children are looking at the screen too. Even at home, her parents are often too busy or tired to play, so they give her the phone to play with it. As the Fun Monster grows bigger and brighter, a world full of color begins to disappear. Lila wants to stop his control over her and bring back the joy she once felt. So she and her friends decided to do something. Can Lila and her friends find the courage to look up and speak out? Can they find a way to put the phones away and start playing together again? About the author, Victoria Reva is first-year student at Pitzer College. She's originally from Ukraine. She likes dancing, biking, and playing volleyball with her friends. Victoria wrote Lila and the Fun Monster because she noticed how much time she was spending on her own phone and realized it made her feel quiet and lonely, even when she was around people. She wanted to tell a story that it showed how often people can feel lonely even when they are sitting right next to each other. The story is important to her because she believes childhood should be full of play, laughter, and real connection. Through her book, Victoria hopes to inspire kids, families, and teachers to spend more time together, talk more, and bring joy back into everyday life. Most importantly, Victoria wants to remind everyone the best moment happens when we put our phones away to move, play, and smile at one another.